benefits planning is not just an information job. It's a relationship job. You know, it's an art, not just a science. You can know all the facts in the world and tell them to a person, and if they don't understand what you're saying and or they don't believe you, then it does no good. The way the system is set up in Ohio and in a lot of places in the country is that benefits consultants come out and they meet with a person face-to-face one time. They gather information, they do research, they get a report. They're never going to have the depth of relationship that an employment specialist or a case manager is going to have with the consumer. So it's important that the people that that consumer trusts, that they know the best, have some understanding of these benefits. Because the fact is, this person is coming to you about something that's an important piece of their life. And if you don't have that relationship, you're asking them to make changes and to understand things and to believe you, and they don't even know you. So you're asking them to make these decisions that could affect their entire life, their ability to pay for the places that they're living in, the ability to take the medication that keeps them healthy, and you're asking them to do all that based on someone they don't know and advice from somebody they're not familiar with. Because when they go to work, you know, the crises with benefits come up sometimes, and when they come up, they're urgent. It's real helpful to have somebody who's familiar with that person and has that relationship built to be able to say, you know, I don't know all the details, but here's what I know. You know, I have some understanding of this, and I think there's some stuff we can do to work it out. And it's just much more believable and helpful to the person when they already know that person than it is when it comes from somebody they've met once or that's a stranger. Because you got a lot of folks that are resistant to talking about their financial information. I mean, you got stuff out there like, you know, you've got identity theft out there. People hear about it all the time. You have people that are worried about their money being taken. You have folks that have symptoms where they're a little paranoid and they're a little not real trusting of folks. So, you know, in a lot of those cases, if you don't do some work up front to build that relationship, you're not going to get accurate information. Having that real open discussion and just really making sure you have a good understanding of where the person is at and what they're wanting, and then coming up with some agreement on which direction you're going to go. But pulling that information out and actively listening to the person and really helping to build that relationship and earn that person's trust and willingness to talk with you and to have open conversations. Because if you're not having that, then you're not getting the whole story. You get little bits and pieces and what they want you to hear. And that's why, you know, I say that relationship is probably more important than the numbers. The numbers are really important. I can't discount that. But if you don't get accurate information from the person because they don't trust you, then the numbers and the information you give them back is junk. It's useless.